Thank you, guys. First, I just want to say thank you to God and to the Mr. Rooney and the Rooney family. This is definitely a life-changing experience. It's one of the best opportunities to play for one of the most storied franchises in all of sports, but definitely in the game of football, professional football. And myself and my family, we just can't be more excited to be here and you know, hopefully finish our career out Pittsburgh Steeler.
Open up for questions.
Mike, what was it about the Steelers, the contract, that you found enticing, that brought you here?
Just the opportunity to play for such a storied franchise, you know, six Super Bowls, you know, coming from a place like Oakland, they had had three there. So, you know, coming here, you know, this just is, it's the cream of the crop. It's top notch. It's the best of the best. And I remember coming out of high school, recruiting is a little bit different when you're 5'11", 185 pounds. You know, this time around in free agency, it's kind of like recruiting. And this program, this is the best. This is the top. And for them to want me and want to bring me in here and let me play for their franchise, it was, you know, I felt like I wanted it more than they did. And it was just, it's a fantastic organization to be playing for.
Mike, how did this all come together? I'm assuming they reached out to you and your agent. How quickly did this
It all kind of happened kind of fast. You know, my agent just was, he was fielding a lot of phone calls, obviously, when the, I don't want to say the tampering window, but that around the 8th when that happens, we were fielding a lot of calls and he was running off a list of teams. And obviously, as soon as I heard Steelers, growing up around the Cincinnati area, that was a team that you know about. And, you know, being a Bengal fan when I was a kid, you know, you're afraid of them. So when I jumped at the opportunity, I know what the franchise is about. The way that they play football here, I really think fits my personality. You know, it's very hard-nosed. It's this division itself, the AFC North, is very physical. So it was just too many things to pass up. I immediately identified them as a team that I definitely wanted to go to, and I think the feeling was mutual. And like I said, me and my family are just extremely excited and very happy to have this opportunity.
Mike, what do you think it's going to be like playing with a guy like Troy Polamalu? Will you be in contact with him during the offseason? Kind of pick his brain a little bit?
I would like to. I mean, it's going to be a great honor. It's going to be a great learning experience. You know, really being a young guy out in Oakland, I really didn't have an older player to really learn from. So everything I've kind of picked up, it's kind of been on my own kind of. And I think learning from, you know, arguably the best player to ever play my position, the safety position, I mean, it's only going to be good things from this experience. He's a great football player, and I just look forward to just seeing how he works, seeing how he practices, how he studies. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be jumping over the line of scrimmage to make those types of crazy plays, but, you know, hopefully there's some things I can pick up from him that, you know, will one day make me a great player.
Mike, you guys gotten into specifics yet? How are you going to divide safety up? Are you going to be the box guy? How does your game fit what you guys want to do?
Well, if you look at my tape and what I do, I can do a decent amount of things pretty well. And just talking to the coaches, I'm here to play safety. Anything they ask me to do, I'm more than willing to do. Like I just said, this is a great franchise to just be playing for. And just to have this opportunity, it's extremely humbling. So anything my coaches ask me to do, if it's going to help us win a football game and get that seventh title, I'm going to do it and do it with everything I have inside of me.
Mike, we talked to the Steelers much during the run-up to the 09 draft. Were they at your pro day? Do you remember anything about that?
I can't really remember. It was kind of my draft experience was a little bit unique. I didn't get invited to the combine, and I was able to run a pretty good time. And I remember going on like 14 or so visits after my pro day, and that's kind of just, you know, all a blur 5 years ago, you know. So when they came in free agency, I was very aware and obviously very excited.
Mike, what led to change your numbers going from Oakland to Carolina, and where'd that improvement come from?
I'm like jersey number. I'm. What do you?
Your stats. Your number is just the better play that you had last year as opposed to your time at home.
Well, you know, first things first. I had great teammates there and great coaches in Carolina. That's a fantastic organization that Mr. Richardson is running there, and you know, so credit goes to them definitely. But I'm a work in progress. You know, I feel like as human beings, you know, we're all getting better at life. We're all getting better in our respective fields, and I'm no different. You know, I'm a kid that I work very extremely hard. I can say this with the utmost confidence. If you put me in a room with anyone, I think he's gonna die first. If it comes down to working out, I just have that type of tenacity and work ethic. And when you combine that with the great teammates that I was playing with, I mean, it was just a great situation for me to succeed in. Every year, I feel like I'm getting better. I'm getting smarter. I take care of my body better. You know, everything about my game is just developing. And now that I get the opportunity to learn from a guy like Troy Polamalu and learn from Coach LeBeau and Mike Tama, I mean, the opportunity is just way too good. And I just feel like the sky's the limit.
Talked about like being afraid of the Steelers when you were a kid growing up. Mm-hmm. The Steelers defense has always had a reputation for being tough and aggressive and edgy at times, and your own personality would seem to fit that well. But you talked last year about the fines that you got last year. So you feel like your personality is a good fit?
Yes, sir. I mean, the brand of football that the Pittsburgh Steelers are about and that they play is very hard-nosed, physical, and smash-mouth. I won't be talking about fines very much because I don't, you know, everyone as a defensive player, you know, we all have to adjust to the game. And, you know, there is a little bit of a transition period. Being a young player, I hadn't really had much experience, so I had to learn that very quickly. And I will. I'm going to continue to get better. Obviously, I don't want to get penalties for the team. I'm going to continue to get better in that aspect of it. But I think my personality and the way that I play just meshes perfectly with what we're trying to do here.
You were talking to Dick LeBeau in the cafeteria. Was that your first meeting with him?
No, I actually met with him a little bit yesterday, and then we spent some good quality time today just picking his brain a little bit, getting to know him. He's lived in Cincinnati, which is right across the river from where I grew up for about 20 years. So we have a lot in common, and it's going to be a great working relationship.
Of the Bengals, one disastrous season. Were you a kid and a fan then?
They're right across the river, so obviously, you know, anytime you grow up, you're going to be a fan most likely of either the best team, which was the Cowboys at the time, so I was definitely a fan of them, but then also, you know, your hometown team. So everyone that grows up in that area, you know, kind of roots for the Bengals, and I'm no different.
Mike, do you have any other ties here before signing here, be it friendship with players, coaches you're familiar with?
There's two guys. Ramon Foster is an extremely hardworking guy, plays offensive line here. We actually trained together during our preparation for, you know, him the combine and whatnot, and for me, my pro day. And then also Pouncey, we had the opportunity to meet at Lewis Murphy, his football camp this summer. You know, he's a great guy. Seems like he's going to be an extremely hard worker, and he's obviously, you know, his accolades, they speak for themselves. But just those two guys.
At how your career's gone, it just seemed like the more opportunities that you received, the more success you had. Is that how you feel? I mean, you started in Carolina, but not so much.
Yes, sir. I think that's an accurate statement. Like I said earlier, you know, everyone's got to get better. Everyone's still developing, but I felt like I always just needed an opportunity to showcase my talents. And when I got that opportunity in Carolina, you know the rest is history. I just look forward to this opportunity to show them again, because there's always going to be doubters. You know, when I was getting drafted, you know, I wasn't supposed to be taking that high. And then my second year, okay, he's about to be out of the league. And it's no different now. I'm sure people will be saying things, but those type of things is what motivates me and, you know, helps me get out of bed in the morning, because I'm big on Twitter and things like that. So I read a lot of what people say, and you know, those are things you just put in the back of your mind. And you know, when it's 6 a.m. and you're going to work, you know, it's easy.
So many analysts on Twitter are saying you're a perfect fit here schematically. I presume they're talking center fielder and a cover three. Do you see that as a fit?
I just feel like it's a perfect fit from that standpoint, but also just a mesh of the type of people that are in this organization, the personalities of the way that they want to play defense, and the personality that I have as a football player. I like to think that person I am on the field and off the field are a little bit different, but I think both with people in the organization, they mesh with my, you know, business personality, and then also on the field, I think I'm going to mesh well with the attitude and the tenacity that the Pittsburgh Steelers defense is known for, and I look very much forward to just being a part of that and helping them get back to being that just dominant defense that they've been, you know, for almost all the years they've had a franchise.
What were the circumstances last year that you ended up playing for a one-year deal?
Well, it was just simply, 4 years in Oakland, had some adversity. In free agency, I think I had like three teams, whereas this time around, I think it was like three teams that called on Saturday, you know what I mean? So it was just totally different free agency experience. We took Carolina up on a one-year deal. We had actually had offered for more years, but I was really just banking on myself. A good friend of mine is Tyvon Branch. He's a very good safety in this league, and for 3 years he told me that I was a starter in this league and just get an opportunity. So that's why I didn't really want to commit myself for a longer-term deal. I'm a guy that plays the game of football because I love it, and I honestly would play for free if everyone else did. But I looked at this as an opportunity for me to go out there, and, you know, me and Tyvon are no different. He's a year older than me, and I saw what he was earning and things like that, and he was like, man, you can do the exact same thing. So that's what kind of lured me into making a one-year deal decision, and I tried to make the most of that opportunity.
Mike, you mentioned the six Super Bowls. Are you also aware of what the Steelers and the Steelers fan base represents in the city, what the Steelers mean to their fans?
Well, a little bit. I mean, I've had a small taste of it. I know I made the announcement at 6 o'clock, and I've already got close to 10,000 more followers. So Steeler Nation is definitely alive and going strong. And, you know, you can feel it. You know, I feel very welcomed. It's a very warming feeling. And people want to see me do good. And that's a very good feeling. It makes you want to go out and play. I can't wait to get to work with my teammates. It's one of those things that has me very excited, and I can't wait to get to work.
Mike, you got a pretty good reputation as a trash talker. Is that deserved?
Well, it depends, because sometimes I might not be talking trash. I could just be, you know, showing passion and emotion. But I'm not going to lie. You guys see how I play the game. I play with a very big chip on my shoulder. And just because you went to LSU and I went to Ohio, you're no better than me. And I look forward to proving that every single Sunday. And that's just how I am as a person.
Now, the LSU free safety used to say, I don't care. I was just drafted. That was his chip. You were a second-round pick. In Carolina, what was your, in layman's terms, what was your primary role in the base?
Just to make plays. I think towards the end of the year, they really, especially in the middle of the season, they really saw that I was becoming a weapon in the defense. And, you know, really I was playing quarterback for the defense. You know, me and Luke were literally talking every single play, all throughout the plays, up until the ball was snapped, because I was in control of the back four and he controlled the front seven. And it was a lot of responsibility because I was playing with a lot of young players. But it was a great learning experience. I gained a ton of experience. And if you really look at it, last year was my first year being a starter in this league. So it almost felt, I wasn't a rookie, but, you know, there were some things I still hadn't seen. So it was just a great, great learning experience, and I really think I was able to develop my game and become more of a playmaker in our defense.
Were you the free safety in a cover two, anything like that?
I was a free safety in Carolina, no doubt about it, but we ran a mirage of coverages, not just cover two, cover three. I mean, we did just about everything from fire zone blitzes to zero blitzes, dog blitzes, the straight man, you know. We did a little bit of everything, and I thought we did a little bit of everything at a pretty high level. A
couple more questions? If any? All right, appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.